continued. I heard that they used to have magnetic levitation trains running into Chasm City and out to the other colonies. They had vacuum tunnels for them, but they must have stopped working properly after the plague. And they thought replacing them with this was a good idea. They didn't have much choice. I don't think anyone needs to get anywhere very quickly nowadays, so it doesn't matter that the trains can't run at the supersonic speeds they used to attain. A couple of 100 kilometers per hour is more than sufficient, even for journeys out to the other settlements. Quirrenbach started walking towards the back of the train where ramps led up to the passenger cars. Why steam? Because there aren't any fossil fuels on Yellowstone. Some nuclear generators still work, but by and large, the chasm itself is about the only useful energy source around here. That's why a lot of the city runs on steam pressure these days. I still don't buy it, Quirrenbach. You don't jump back 600 years just because you can't use nanotechnology anymore. Maybe you do. After the plague hit, it affected a lot more than you'd think. Almost all manufacturing had been done by nano for centuries. Materials, production, shaping. It all suddenly got a lot cruder. Even things which didn't use nano themselves had been built by nano, designed with incredibly fine tolerances. None of that stuff could be duplicated anymore. It wasn't just a question of making do with things which were slightly less sophisticated. They had to go right back before they reached any kind of plateau from which they could begin rebuilding. That meant working with crudely forged metals and metalworking techniques. And remember that a lot of the data relating to these things had been lost as well. They were fumbling around in the blind. It was like someone from the 21st century trying to work out how to make a medieval sword without knowing anything about metallurgy. Knowing that something was primitive didn't necessarily mean it was any easier to rediscover. Quirrenbach paused to catch his breath, standing beneath a clattering destination board. It showed departures to Chasm City, Ferrisville, Lorienville, New Europa, and beyond. But only about one train a day was leaving to anywhere other than Chasm City. So they did the best they could, Quirrenbach said. Some technology had survived the plague, of course. That's why you'll still see relics even here, servitors, vehicles. But they tend to be owned by the rich. They've got all of the nuclear generators and a few antimatter power plants left in the city. Down in the mulch, it'll be a different story, I think. It'll be dangerous, too. While he talked, I looked at the destination board. It would have made my job a lot easier if Ryvich had taken a train to one of the smaller settlements, where he would have been both conspicuous and trapped. But I thought the chances were good that he'd have taken the first train to Chasm City. Quirrenbach and I paid our fares and boarded the train. The carriages strung behind the locomotive looked much older than the rest of it, and therefore much more modern, salvaged from the old levitating train and mounted on wheels. The doors irised shut, and then the whole procession clanked into motion, creeping forward at a walking pace, and then gathering speed laboriously. There was an intermittent squeal of slipping wheels, and then the ride became smoother, steam billowing past us. The train threaded its way through one of the narrow bored tunnels faced with an enormous irising door, and then we passed through a further series of pressure locks until we must have been moving through near vacuum. The ride became ghostly quiet. The passenger compartment was as cramped as a prison transport,